Then we're going to move into our worship, move into this service. Who's excited to be here tonight? Amen. Who got their Sunday nap in and are rested, feeling good? No? Are we still in our nap? Is that what it sounded like? We're still taking our nap. Well, it's time to wake up. We're here. First, we've got on the 23rd this week, or this coming up 23rd Tuesday night, is going to be our church business meeting. On the 28th, our mission pledge is due. And on the 29th, our Ladies United Fellowship will be taking place at Bratcher's Nursery with Sister Amanda Little speaking. The sign-up sheet is in the foyer, so sign up for that if you are interested in going, ladies. And then also in May, we have on the 4th and 5th is going to be our North Texas District Men's Spring Retreat. And so this is purely fellowship. And our men's conference is later on in September. But this is just fellowship. If you just want to get together to hang out with like-minded men and to experience outdoors activities, things like that, it is going to be at the Life Church in Stephenville. So, fellas, if you are interested in going, make sure you make plans on May the 4th and 5th to be there. And then our Mother's Memorial Pledge card is available for you to get. The offering is due July the 1st. Just simply fill out the card, place it in the offering plate, and also you have the opportunity to sponsor a foreign Bible school student for $200. So please note that on your pledge card if you're interested in that. And so now with announcements finished, we could stand. And before the song truly gets started, we could just begin to break the ice of our own spirit by beginning just to push past what we're comfortable with. That I may be tired, but I'll lift my hands. That there's no song playing yet, but I will shout for joy. That I will dance for you. That God, you are worthy of all of my praise. In Jesus' name, I give you glory. In Jesus' name.
Oh, exceedingly, God of abundantly, more than we ask or think. Lord, you will never fail. Your name is powerful. Your words unstoppable. All things are possible.
Some names. We have Dustin, the Dustin May family. Wendy had passed away. Hunter Bramlett. Bernice Smith, Sister Joanne Fryer, Lefty Tapia, Brenda Black, Kathy Bounds, Marley Epler, Justin Swan, Jeff Duncan, Sister Formby, Prissy Clark, Mia Bell Bratcher, Charlotte Murray, Geraldine Osmus, and Cody Sullivan. I've been reading recently in Luke, specifically Luke chapter 5, and four verses stood out to me the most in it. And it was talking about Jesus meeting a man that had a very severe case of leprosy. And if you don't know what leprosy does to you, there's skin lesions all over your body, and it also messes with the nerves in your body, so you would lose feeling and stuff in your body. But it says that when he saw Jesus, he came to his feet and he bowed at him, and he said, "If it is your will, you can heal me." So if you have a need today, and it feels weird, and it even hurts you to come up to the front, I urge you to come up to the front. Because even though everything in this man's body told him that he can't even go walk up to Jesus, much less bow to him, because it hurt him so much, not only that, but he can barely feel anything in his body, he still said, "Jesus can do it. I know he can." So he came and bowed at his feet, and he said, "If it is your will, I know that you can do that." So if you have a need, I urge you to come down to the front and say, "Lord, if it is your will, I know you can heal it." Whatever you have, any need, nothing too big, nothing too small. If it's for someone else, I urge you to come to the front. Right now, we'll go into prayer. Jesus, I thank you for today, God. I thank you for this people.
You said that you won't forsake me. You're
be seated. This time I'm going to take our tithes and our offering. Our ushers will come. Father, thank you for what we feel. Thank you for proving to us that you are the covenant-keeping God. That what you have promised to us before, that you will not go back on your word, but you will come through for what you have said, what you have promised for each and every one of us. So God, I pray that you bless what is given today, that you bless the giver. Anoint the word, anoint us to respond to it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Jesus, you make the
God bless you as you're seated. God reassured me today that He has all the plans necessary for your engagement with Him and your overcoming power that He is going to furnish in your studies and in your prayer chamber. There is no weapon formed against you, mentally, spiritually, or physically, that can push Him back. He invades the prisons, the prison of mental anguish, the prison of fear. He invades the impossible and says, I am come to make you free. Free from the law of sin and death. No grave is going to hold a born again, Holy Ghost filled young person, mother, dad, that is walking in holiness and in righteousness. So I encourage you, there is no fear in death. If you are in Christ Jesus, a new creation. That's why it's so imperative that we try to help our neighbors, our friends, our loved ones, to be repentive by faith, baptized in the name of Jesus by faith, and filled with the Holy Ghost by faith, and walking in the light or holiness of God in the way that we live. And so it's a thrill tonight to preach Jesus, to preach the Word of God that is able to succor thee in the stormy temptations of what's going on around. Because it's tempting to think that God don't care sometimes. It's tempting sometimes to think that God has passed by us when we wanted it to happen 2 weeks ago. It's tempting to lose our grasp on the blood, the name, the word, and the hope that is set before us. Don't turn loose of those covenant promises of God. Tonight, I thrill to bring to you a word from God that will help us in our city. One of the things that I want to say outside of what I am convinced God gave me for tonight is that you are the light of the world. Taking that light to dark spots of people is really a beautiful opportunity. Because in you dwelleth all the spiritual virtues. So when you go in sensitivity, you can sense doubt when you're praying with somebody. Because if they're not receiving it, you will feel like you're just saying words. So when you pray, encourage their faith. Tell them. Now, your reception is dependent on faith. And so we're going to pray the prayer of faith over your situation. And you are going to experience thoughts of peace, not evil, for a good hope of a final outcome. Because that's when God goes right into that situation, when they open the door and let Him come in by faith. So tonight, some of what I'll be preaching or teaching is going to have to do with us coming to a more strong miracle position and a more powerful position of chasing out evil spirits or darkness. Darkness in the Bible is referred to as lacking complete wisdom or knowledge to face off with what you got going. Repentance is just simply realizing I may have done wrong, or I did do wrong, and I repent, and that removes the barricade or unlocks the door back into the vault of his riches. That's huge stuff. And so tonight, if we can just tune in to the Spirit, I am going to work with these settings. I'm going to preach a little bit before I actually get into the scripture reading. But I promise you that Jesus Christ is looking in tonight. He's already audited where you are, and he wants you to audit where you are so you can look neither to the right nor to the left, but looking unto Jesus for hope that when we walk out of this building, there's going to be new seed in our mind, new levels of spiritual strength in our life, and we're going to parade Jesus Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and come back and get renewed again. Amen. So Jesus is looking. If you don't think he's looking, your faith is already weakened. He said, call on me in the day of need, and I will hear you. Not only is he looking, he's listening to that voice of your spirit. And that is a spirit of faith. God, we believe in you. So tonight, if you will listen to the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit will quicken the word from God into your heart, to your soul or your entire being, and then your mind. And that will strengthen you so that when you face temptation, you know what you're facing. When you face a feeling of defeat, you know what you're feeling. Because God is not going to defeat you. He's going to elevate you. He is not going to push you away. He is going to open up and say, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden and burdened down with all this stuff. I am meek and lowly, and I will take what you've got, and I will give you what I have. And everything that he has is of saving mercy. So God's plan includes your worst event. Are events in life that become a foundation for his love and mercy to every generation. Looking around this crowd tonight, there's three generations at least, and maybe four. But I want you to know that this word of God is for every generation. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Don't you get down on yourself if you trip, fail, skinned your knee, skinned your elbow, or skinned your chin, or skinned your inward man. Hurt it a little bit. So the only sin that cannot be forgiven is when faith dries up. Because faith engages glory and power and deliverance from the mighty God in Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, faith is that mediary that goes between the flesh and the powers of the universe. When you connect faith with the Word, you connect it with the creative energies of God. When you connect faith in worship, you get the peace that passes understanding, because his presence comes in and he fills the atmosphere, because he is able. I'm here to remind you that the only sin that cannot be forgiven is when faith is missing. Without faith, you can do nothing. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. But when faith arrives, you can get out of hog pens. When faith arrives, you can get out of a grave. When faith arrives, you can get out of a dilemma that you're going through or been going through. I'm here to tell you that the Messiah has got tons of faith available for whosoever will. I am here to water your despair, your weakness, your feelings of limitation, and your feelings of being unprofitable. I am here to educate you. If you've got the Holy Ghost, you got everything you need. Activate it by faith. Worship Him by faith. And watch the wheels of progress and power move into action. I'm not taking up for him, Simon Peter. He got in, he got out, but he got back in. He actually cursed and got back in covenant. See, we don't let that sometimes sink in. Sometimes we let the devil just drive us into a ditch. If we make up, if we miss up a little bit and we don't do everything exactly right, the Bible said all you got to do is just confess you did it. And all of a sudden you're clean again. Because if you confess it to him, he's able to take it and put it away as far as the east is from the west. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a miracle night. This is going to be a miracle week. This is going to be a glorious occasion. We are going to come face to face with nothing power, nothing to stop us but the lack of faith. Though your sins be as scarlet, they glaringly look at you in the morning, they shall be white as snow. When you call on him, his mercy comes in. His grace takes over and teaches you, get up, go out, do for me what you will praise me, and I will rescue you. Simon Peter, he got in, he got out, and then he got back in. And he was the guy that got to preach the day of Pentecost. Hello? If that is as true as it says it is, you don't have anything to worry about unless you let fear take over and say, I just can't do it. I can't move forward. I've been too bad. I've been too good. Get out of that mess. God is freeing you, not for once. He will forgive you 7 times 70 a day as long as you confess it. Honey, I shouldn't have done that to you. I shouldn't have said that way. Ladies and gentlemen, even if you carried it for a week and you realized, if you confess it, I've been living with this horrible thing in my life for a week, a month, and I'm confessing it. I'm putting it back on your altar because I am not going to live in poverty when the wealth of your riches are available. So a lying, cursing, vehement man wound up preaching about your first day of Pentecost. How about that? So you don't have anything to worry about. He was already lined up to be there. And yet, when they started accusing him, he started acting up in a negative way. But he still got there. And then he did something phenomenal. So, Jesus, Simon, Satan has desired to sift you as wheat, what Jesus said to Simon, and destroy you and your influence in this kingdom activity. I want you to let God govern your life just as he did Simon Peter. He could just as well have never gone back to the house of God. He could just as well have never attended another leadership meeting with the Master of Life. But somehow, in doing all of that carrying on, He found himself back in covenant, and the covenant held. And finally, we're still talking about him today because he was restored, and we are going to be restored, and we are going to find the positive power of the glory of the mighty God in Christ. We are going to be able to speak peace to troubled hearts. We are going to pray prayers of faith, and people are going to get healed, but we've got to get confident in this thing. He which hath begun a good work in us is able to complete it. He's not stopping when we get out there with the wicked and the weak. He is with us all day long. And all we got to do is declare the name of Jesus and build faith in the heart of the person that we're praying for and tell them, God lifted me out of this and God did this for me. And I'm going to pray that same God into your mind, your heart, your feet, your body. And I am going to believe with you that all things are going to change. I wish somebody'd praise that name again right now. He is the mighty God. He is the everlasting source. Judas was a picture of some of your loved ones. He betrayed the word, Jesus Christ, and the Spirit of Christ. But God was still kind to him. Still loved him and wanted to help him. Keep believing. I don't care how long it's been. Keep believing for your family. Keep believing for your friends. Keep believing for your neighbor. Keep the light on. Joy, peace, and righteousness. Keep it alive. Don't get the devil, let the devil get any credit for getting us dark and feeling lonely and feeling like our prayers are nothing. That's why I'm here tonight, to jack your faith back up and say, if I pray a prayer of faith, God's going to honor it. If I pray a prayer of repentance, God's going to honor it. If I pray for healing, God's going to honor it. I'm not going to put myself back in some category of the weak and the weary. I'm going to stand up and say, in Jesus Christ, the power of Almighty God still lives. I wish some of you men would stand up and just praise his name real good, real quick. God, we are looking up tonight. We are looking up tonight. We're going to be looking out tomorrow. We're going to be facing the demons tomorrow. And we're going to bring the blood. We're going to bring a name. We're going to bring an experience. We're going to bring our faith. And we're going to challenge hell instead of hell challenging us. If a voice is telling you, you cannot live godly, and you're not going to be good enough to go to heaven, if you are having spirits tell you that you're probably not going to make it because you know what you did yesterday or last year or whatever, let me tell you, the devil don't forget all that stuff. He tries to throw it in your face. But I know in whom I have believed. I know and am persuaded that he is able to get rid of my yesterday's weakness. He's able to get rid of my 50 years ago weakness. He is not a God that's afar off. He lives close to the path I walk. And he's ready. So I'm telling you, you're probably going for sure to make it if you hear a voice say you can't. Because he's a liar and the father of them all. And God's never going to go to a cross, come through a grave, and then send you a messenger that you can live eternally in his plan and then tell you you can't do it. That's just impossible for him to do that. He's not a real God if he does that. But he does have a devil that is over there trying to tell you God hadn't heard your prayer. God doesn't want to forgive you, and God's not going to forgive you, so just live with it, buddy. No. I wish you'd tell the devil right now, you're not going to harness my kids. You're not going to harness my wife. You're not going to harness my husband. We are been set free by the law of the Spirit of Christ Jesus, and we're not buying into any lies. He said he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. And I can think about going to heaven. I can think about getting out of a grave. I can think about getting past my sins. I can think about getting past my weaknesses. I'm not giving up, and I'm not going to let you give up if I can help it. I'm going to keep preaching. I'm going to keep pouring it out. He is God. He is a living God. He is a loving God. He is a freeing God. Hallelujah. There's a revival knocking on the door of the United Pentecostal Church, saying, let me in and I will show you. Watch Luke 22:26. You shall not be so, but that he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is chief as he that doth serve. So the kings of the Gentiles exercised lord over them, and they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors. And so when you see that book of Luke 22, we move now to the 26th verse. But you shall not be so, but he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is chief as he that doth serve. For whether is greater, he that sitteth at meat or he that serveth? Is it not he that sitteth at meat? But I am among you as he that serveth. Because he's saying, what he's trying to get across to us is that people want to be fed, but they don't want to be servants. But he said, I'm going to turn it around. I'm going to show you I was God. I could do anything I wanted to do. But I came in a body of sin, and I became the servant. And the servant is the greater. So when you get to be a servant, you learn, hallelujah, to pass to another generation. And aren't we thrilled to have a minister that preaches to our young people? And he and his wife help lead our young people. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house tonight. Somebody's going to walk out of here with the perfect law of liberty. And so what happens is that we serve. And then now he serves. And so then they serve each other. And those glories of God become multiplied through the Spirit. So the same Spirit that goes here doubles up that. Then it triples up that. And the first thing you know, the whole world's looking at a light. And they're saying, my, I don't know how in the world all those people do it. But God must be working among them. That's all I can say. Because they look like us. They act like us in many ways. But something inside them causes them to be able to leap over the troop and jump over the wall. And they live in peace and joy and satisfaction about life, even when they're going through a trial. That makes it a God church. Thank you. God bless you. So, verse 31, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, let me tell you what's happening. Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat.
Man, when I was studying this and getting ready for this ministry, chills just started going over my body. Because you're listening to a person that's hearing a voice from hell. And then you're watching a person that is in him, a well of living water. And he's saying, he desires to sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you. God is praying for every one of us tonight. Satan has desired to tell you, sift you as wheat, that you can't find somebody to marry. You can't find the right words to say. You can't find the right level where that you can always compete against hell. That's Satan has desired to sift you as wheat. But God is praying for you. The blood is working for you while you're now in this building, or when you get home, or when you get up tomorrow. The blood is still working. It hasn't lost its power. The blood, halabahanda, is in the name of Jesus. And when you whisper the name of Jesus and you begin to praise the name of Jesus in the morning, and you begin to praise the name of Jesus while you're going down the road, what happens right there is the restoration of the bloodline. And that is the perfect law of liberty, is in the blood. That's where the perfect power of casting out demons, it's in the blood. And so Jesus Christ, who cast out devils and told Paul, you can do it. Because the same spirit that's in me has been purged and it's going to be in you. Wow. So, verse 33, and he said unto him, Lord, I'm ready. I wonder if you'd say that right now to yourself. You don't have to say it out loud, just in your spirit. Lord, I'm ready to go with thee, both into prison and to death, because my future is all in you. I have no future outside of you, because houses and lands can't give me that eternal benefit that you have promised. So, verse 34, and he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before that thou will deny that thou even knowest me. God knows what you're facing tomorrow. God knows if your faith is weak. He didn't come to tear Peter down. He didn't do that. He came to make him aware. Get your faith back up. Look back toward my name, my word, and my spirit. And somehow, in the weakness of that moment, he finally got his hand up high enough to touch the hem of his garment. If thou canst but touch the hem of his garment, or the hem, or the edge of his ways, is what another scripture says. He said unto them, when I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes, did you lack anything? And the people said in verse 35, I lacked nothing. Everything was available. And so tonight, I am come to you to tell you that the same God that walked in this world and wrote his truths in a way that we can work with it. The musicians are coming. And I want us to pledge our faith to God just for a week. God, I will not trust in horses. I will not trust in chariots. I will not trust in my bank account. I will not trust in what you've done in the past. I will trust you for tomorrow. And when I get up in the morning, I'm going to look up and know that my pledge and my connection with you is in place. And then that communication is in place. And so when that communication is in place, the Spirit speaketh expressly to us. And if it's a spirit of damnation, the devil's trying to get in on the party line. You hear me? I said, if it's a spirit of damnation, God will never damn you. He may correct you, but it will be with truth. It will not be something to make you feel condemned. He said, I didn't come to condemn you. I came to elevate you. And so when you're feeling condemned, know that the party line has been broken. And that's when you re-engage yourself in faith and say, God, my trust is in you. You said that it's impossible for you to lie. And you said that you are the perfect law of liberty. And I am going to walk uprightly. I'm going to get myself right up out of this mess. I'm getting out of the hog pen, God. I'm not living here. I'm going to find where you wanted me to live. And you will know it when you have prayed yourself back into the will of his perfect law of liberty. Could we stand? Sing it. If there's anybody that would like to just slip down to give God a sacrificial praise. Somehow there's something special about gathering at the altar. Cleansing ourselves all over again for another week. Marching out of this house in the power of the Word and of the Holy Ghost.
God's about to move. Oh yeah, God's about to move. There's a miracle in the works. I can feel it.
just spoke to me and told me, if you will cast all your cares on him tonight and leave them in his custody, don't try to drag them back out, just trust him. He said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And he said to me a while ago and earlier today, he said, have them put all their cares in my custody. And so tonight, just for 130 seconds, take, or if you need a little longer, just put all of your cares on him right now. Casting all of your cares, just whisper it. You don't have to say it out loud. He can hear your heart. He can know your thoughts. Father, we are putting our worries, our fears, our family, our situation at the job, we are putting everything on your altar. And we are going to be free because you said cast all of our cares on you because you care. And tonight, we are going to leave this building with a freedom because you said that you would yoke up with us and that you would help us by wisdom and knowledge and the gifts of the Spirit. In Jesus' name. Go ahead and sing it one more time. And feel free to shake hands. Let the covenant live. Praise him. That's right. Shake hands. Hug whoever you want. But this atmosphere is charged with focused future.